The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
It's time checking with HouseLogic.com, and Pamela Gertz-Cabati is here again, as she is most every week. HouseLogic, of course, is brought to you by the NAR, and it features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
I'm terrific today, Gil. Thanks very much for having me back.
Well, thank you for being back. We're talking about Yes, You Can this week, and I'm sure HouseLogic has a lot of do-it-yourself tips.
Yes, it does. In fact, you know, at HouseLogic, we focus on your home as a financial asset. So what I'd love to share with your listeners today is a couple of DIY projects that really help you maintain the value of your home. For instance, a great project you can do yourself is ceiling grout in ceramic and porcelain tiles, because keeping bathrooms and kitchens in tip-top shape is a great way to help preserve and even enhance the value of your home. We have a video on this topic if you search HouseLogic by bathroom flooring, but if you have tile in your kitchen, the information in the video applies there too.
Okay, and what you can do in the bathroom, of course, is what my son does, just cover it with his dirty clothing, and then nobody will see the grout or the tiles or much
of
anything,
actually.
My son
does that too. It must be a guy thing.
So when people are dealing with things like grout, because it's not an everyday thing for most people, what should they keep in mind about this?
So if you're doing some regrouting to old tile, or you've put down some new tile, you've got newly dried grout, you want to make sure you cover it with a clear sealer, because skipping that step leads to stains that are pretty difficult to remove. Even if you're down on your knees with, you know, a toothbrush and some bleach, they're not coming out.
Okay, well, that sounds fairly dire. So let's say you're like me, and somehow you forgot to do that. what do you do? Anything?
Well, you had all those clothes there. I could see why you forgot.
Well, there
even
you go.
Even if you missed a step, the good news is you can buy a combination concealer sealer to cover the stains with a matching color and seal the grout at the same time. You know, just like I use my little concealer, dark circles on my face, you know, under my eyes in the morning. It's, you know, there's always ways to conceal your imperfections, right?
I'm a guy. I wouldn't have no idea.
You would know about that. You're back to the clothes on the floor.
Makeup is something that only has us fearing we're going to be late for the movie. We have no idea what you guys are doing with that stuff. Right.
So there's something you can do preemptively here. If you're planning to grout tiles, if you haven't done it yet, you can consider a stain-proof grout, which can eliminate the whole stain issue altogether. These products are a little more expensive than regular grout, but it will save you some time.
Okay. Let's talk about some other projects people can do.
Okay. So how about showing some TLC to their wood windows? Did you know that well-maintained, all-wood windows can last 100 years or more?
Really? That long?
That long?
Now, how would you ensure that?
You need three things. With a little epoxy putty, some paint, and primer, you can keep windows, even those that have been neglected, in really good shape or bring them back to good shape. Sometimes if they've been unpainted, they'll degrade a little bit. But often this damage is superficial. You can renew areas of rot on the window with some liquid epoxy. You just fill the holes in the sills and the sashes with the epoxy putty, sand it, and paint it. And it's relatively inexpensive to do. You'll spend about $20 for enough epoxy putty to mend a 3 by 5 foot window, say, maybe about $10 for the paint and primer to protect the work. And in terms of your time investment, you're looking at probably about 3 to 6 hours per window for the restoration, depending on, you know, how much work you have to do. This is just one of many low-effort Yes You Can projects we have at HouseLogic. In fact, the site has a project finder that lets you look for projects by the level of effort you want to expend, the level of expense you want to put in, and the area of your home you're looking to improve, whether it's inside or out.
Okay, now, this is all great, and there's a lot of things, and you can find these things at HouseLogic, and we're talking about a lot of the things that you can actually do. There are people, and God bless them, and depending on the size of the task, it's me too and a lot of other people, where the do-it-yourself part is opening the Yellow Pages or going online or something like that. So what if people decide they want to take on something bigger with some major electrical work or plumbing work, or you just don't have the time to do it yourself?
Well, you know, that's a great question. HouseLogic can really help folks make smart decisions about hiring a contractor as well. You know, in fact, we have a list at the site, 5 essential questions every homeowner should ask before hiring a contractor.
Well, give me a couple of tips on that. I mean, how do I pick a contractor? What should I be asking?
Okay, so most folks probably know you want to go to friends who have used contractors they've been happy with to get referrals, and certainly you want to ask prospective contractors for references. Mm-hmm. But I want to share another insider way to get feedback on a contractor.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
You want to ask to speak to their primary suppliers. That's the secret. So, for instance, if you're considering a general contractor, talk to someone from the professional desk of the lumber yard or the home center where the contractor works, because those folks, those suppliers, are going to be able to tell you about that contractor's professional reputation. They're going to know whether he pays his bills. They're going to know the quality of materials he typically uses, and that's all good information for you to have. You can get the names of the suppliers just by asking the contractor where he gets his materials, and you know he absolutely shouldn't hesitate to tell you that if he's a good customer of those suppliers.
Okay. Anything that you should specify when you ask for customer references?
Yes. Ask for one or two of his earliest clients as a reference.
Now, why his earliest clients? Wouldn't I rather know what his skill level is right now?
Well, you'd think that, but here's the two reasons. Number one, you'll know that he's been in business for a while, and you'll have proof of that. Number two, you'll get the perspective of a homeowner who has lived with his work for years. Because, you know, it may look great when he's walking out the door, but you want to know how the contractor's work stands the test of time.
Okay, a lot of times you're talking, in fact, generally, when you're talking to a general contractor, or even, you know, a painter's going to bring a crew and all of that, the contractor's not going to be at the site, and you're not meeting the crew when you're talking to him. So how do you get insight into the people who are actually going to be in your home?
That is a great question, because you're absolutely right. A good foreman will be a key success factor in your job, because it's he or she who's likely going to be on your project most every day. So you want to ask to meet the foreman and to see him or her at work on a current job. Another benefit of this is that it's going to give the general contractor an incentive to assign you to one of his better crews, because you're more likely to hire him if you see his A-team, right?
All right. And his A-team by the crew he's bringing, not Mr. T or...
No,
you know,
not Mr. T. Although, that
would actually be kind of funny. I'd like to meet your A-team.
Could have a strong foreman like that on the job.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I pity the fool that doesn't paint this place right. That could work. There's more details about this at House Logic, I take it?
Absolutely. All you have to do is go to houselogic.com and search under contractor.
Pamela Gertz-Cabati from houselogic.com, thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.